The photograph. In the early 19th century, drawing an image of reality with camera obscura was not easy. It required technique and skill. Finding a procedure to capture this picture automatically without the action of the human hand and faithfully would mean a breakthrough. It was made possible by the use of chemistry, which replaced the hand of the painter when it came to fixing the image of the upside-down world through the camera obscura. This invention received the name of photography. The photograph was a revolution in the world of visual communication, as significant as the emergence of the printing press in respect of written communication. The closeness to reality of the resulting image, even though it was in black and white, was far superior to that of the best engravings offered by the optical box. The Frenchman, Joseph Nicéphore Niépce, was a pioneer of photography. His research focused on chemically fixing the image captured using a camera obscura. He achieved this in 1824, although he had probably already obtained good results before then. He called this procedure heliography. The photosensitive plate required over 8 hours of exposure to light, but the foundations of photography were now in place. However, despite his efforts to explain his brilliant discovery to the scientific world, he did not gain the expected recognition because he refused to reveal its secret. In 1826, Louis-Jacques Mandet Daguerre contacted Niépce, who was almost ruined and greatly disillusioned by the lack of repercussions to his scientific work, and joined forces with him. They continued to research together, improving the contrast of the photographic images and reducing the exposure time of the photosensitive plate to light. However, Niépce died in 1833 without having seen recognition for his scientific work. Daguerre continued his research until he discovered and patented a new procedure he called daguerreotype, which fixed an image captured with a camera obscura on a copper plate emulsified with light-sensitive chemicals after between 15 and 30 minutes exposure. A positive image was developed directly, and as no duplicates could be made, the image was unique. In 1839, in exchange for a life pension, Daguerre sold his invention to the French state, which spread it around the world and made its inventor world famous. Photography was born. Parallel to Daguerre, other co-inventors of photography should be highlighted, such as Talbot, Bayard, or Herschel, who fine-tuned similar photographic procedures in the same period.